The draft law did not require that communities employ bounty brokers to find men to fill their quotas, or that recruits use these intermediaries to assist them in enlisting and collecting their money. But local officials faced with quota deadlines soon became convinced they needed bounty brokers to find them bodies quickly. And bounty brokers soon swarmed around federal enlistment centers, cultivating the recruiting officers inside them and convincing the recruits who walked up, many of whom were poorly educated, uninformed about the draft law, or just gullible, that they could not enlist and collect their bounty without the help of a broker. As a fee for his services, the broker then took a portion of each cash reward. Ruthless bounty brokers became rich, fabricating paperwork for phantom recruits, organizing bounty jumping, and viciously exploiting young men they rounded up for the Army or Navy. Alarmed that abuses in the bounties, as well as in the system for finding substitutes, had gotten out of hand, only a quarter of the men being enlisted were actually reaching the front as soldiers, the War Department on January 16th ordered Baker to investigate the mess and start making arrests. He decided to take aim first at New York City, which he correctly concluded had become the nation's center, he said, for gamblers and recruiting. Baker and a handful of detectives who came with him had little trouble uncovering the infestation. The buying and selling of bounties and draft exemptions had become big business there, with brokers openly advertising their services in newspapers. A. Lyons and Company, a volunteer and substitute agency at number 243 Broadway, boasted to community representatives visiting the city to look for men that its recruits and substitutes were furnished promptly at low prices, county and town quotas contracted for and promptly furnished. After the New York Herald ran a story that Baker was in town investigating bounty swindling, letters and affidavits poured in from victims who had been cheated. Baker discovered brokers routinely made off with two-thirds or more of the recruits' bounty. Some of the brokers were alluring women who got recruits, many as young as 16, drunk or drugged, and hauled them to enlistment centers to sign forms and then give up most of their reward. If the brokers didn't have time for whiskey or drugs to take effect, they simply threatened, beat up, or kidnapped recruits. One letter to Baker recounted how a broker lured two 16-year-old boys from their Brooklyn home, threw them in a locked carriage, and drove them to Boston, where the terrified youths were forced to enlist and give up their bounties. European diplomats began complaining that their citizens were being recruited in their home countries to cross the Atlantic and cash in on rich bounties for joining the army, only to find the broker at the dock when they arrived to steal their reward and force them into the military.